This episode of iRescue Radio is brought to you by ProCPR.org. Online CPR training, when you want it, where you want it.
And welcome back to iRescue Radio. I'm Roy.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Jody.
And we're back from the holidays.
Yes, we are.
We're not sitting in the right order.
Well,
that kind of threw me off.
It's a new year.
That's right. We got to do things new, shake it up a bit.
All about routine.
Well, we break that routine once in a while.
Yeah, it's good. We got to spice things up.
That's right. We got to do new things. Yeah. It's a new year. We've got to
speaking of routines
ahead.
That get broken.
Yes,
it's a new year. Set those resolutions. Break them in a week, but be very proud of yourself.
Well, that's funny that you say that. I'll tell you what. The lineup that we have today is pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. It's kind of dicey.
Ooh.
Yeah. We've got a little bit about New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. We then are going to be talking a little bit about some of the things that are happening, like the woman who gave birth over Canada in an airplane.
From Uganda, going to Boston, U.S. resident.
This reminds me of a Beach Boys song.
Line up the stars.
Na, na, na,
no
na,
pun
na,
intended.
Na, 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 na. Okay, and then we're going to be moving from there into some things that are having to do with the environment. You know, we've been talking on and off about environment stuff, but there's one about how environmental smoking affects people's heart attacks. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And then some of us have heard recently about a big problem with a seizure. Mm-hmm. A very famous story, John Travolta.
Mm-hmm.
Very sad. His son died.
Yep, that's what I heard about
that. And we're going to talk about the details of that. And then we'll go from that into a little bit about a very interesting deal with the oldest woman in the world.
Ooh.
Dan made just dazzle us
with
we were talking about this before.
Factual information.
We wait too long, I'll forget.
Well, don't forget.
All right.
So starting right off, let's talk a little bit about the New Year's resolution. Have you guys decided to make any New Year's resolutions other than sitting in a different order around in the studio?
No coffee creamer.
What?
None?
What?
I think I'm going to save the company couple $300.
Well, that'll last maybe 2 days.
Nice. No, I'm on day six,
day
my friend.
Day six?
Oh, wow.
No creamer.
Wow.
I've gone to an espresso cup.
Yeah.
Keeping the coffee hot. It's like beer. I can only drink it if it's super cold. Same with coffee. It's got to be very hot.
Very hot.
Can't
I like
cool.
That. I like my coffee.
Gets bitter.
You know, my wife said the same thing.
She did.
She said, if it's hot, perfect. As soon as it cools off, dump it out.
Yeah. Gets bitter.
No coffee
well,
then.
It's like warm Mountain Dew.
I say the only bad coffee is no coffee.
That's right.
You with me, Joe?
I'm with you. Right. Yep.
Word up. Right on. Word of the wise.
Yee-hoo.
Brother.
Yeah.
I was going to stick those, you know those little coffee pods that you can buy?
Yeah.
I was going to try putting a pinch between my cheek and gum like a bandit. Just kind of suck on the caffeine every now and again. Well, anyways.
Well, it's not meant to be chew. So what's your resolution? No more chewing? No.
I'm going to lose weight.
Wow.
Well, cheek and gum?
You know, we talked a while ago about putting our money where our weight is a few shows ago. I haven't heard much more news about that, but
we'll talk about it.
All right.
We've got to figure out if we can afford you.
Well, there's a lot to lose,
what's
buddy.
What's it about,
I know.
Jody?
Yeah, when you got 7,000 pounds.
That's right.
That adds up to a lot of bucks.
It does.
Well, anyways, speaking of which.
Yeah.
Okay, my resolution started even before the holidays because my family and I were planning on going to Great Wolf Lodge, right?
Ooh.
It's got water slides.
Yeah.
Well, last time we went, I think I embarrassed my wife a little.
You?
Yeah.
How?
Because, well, you know, some places bring out the kid in me a little more than others, right? Mm-hmm. But I would get done with the water slide with my kids, and we'd be so excited, I'd go running back to tell my wife, this is great! And I think a little too much shook around when I ran.
And we're not talking love handles.
We're talking like a jello.
My belly welly was... anyway, so she said, honey, please.
Walk.
Lose some weight.
Yeah.
So I committed to her that I was not going to embarrass her this year.
You're not going to embarrass
Great Wolf.
Now, how are you not going to embarrass her then?
I bought a shirt.
Well, there you go.
I bought a rash guard. It's like a girdle for the body.
That's perfect.
If you can't lose it, conceal it. That's what I say.
Tuck it in, Winifred.
Well, my resolution, yeah. I don't believe really in resolutions. I just had to come to a
You don't
point.
Say.
No. But I had to come to a point where I just simply said, I'm going to lose weight, period. That's it. You wait.
Yeah, but I got to bribe you with money.
Well, yes,
Why
but.
Just do it.
Resolutions, they don't work.
Jody, sleep well first, yeah. Then you better, second.
Yes, you better believe that. But, you know, resolutions don't work, but cash does. That's what.
Hey, in high school, my grades went up when money was on the line.
There you go.
Wow. I guess it's all about finding the incentive.
Yeah, there absolutely. You go.
Yeah. Well, anyways, we took a little look at MSNBC.com and smoking, weight loss, money were the top of New Year's resolutions. And among that, they had some comments, some funny comment. And some of it was that the weight The gym place said that they oftentimes get a number of people signing up in January. Mm-hmm. At least 10 new signups. He said they're all gone by February.
Yeah. sounds about right. The gym's busy in January. February, it's like a desert.
Gone. So 30 days they make it. And then, you know, the quitting smoking.
Yeah.
I think there's more to it than just kicking the nicotine habit. I think it's a lifestyle.
Oh, it is. Yeah, habit.
Oh, absolutely.
You know.
Well, everything about what we try to give up for our health is all habit-related. Creamer in the coffee, second helpings, very large first helpings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I don't feel that tautness in the tummy, I'm not full yet.
Yeah.
When in reality, it's a portion, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
What do they say? The palm of the hand is a great way to do it if you can fit your three major food groups in the palm of your hand, right?
I'm glad I've got a big hand.
Plus your Jody.
I want to put one of those foam fingers on.
That's right. One of those foam fingers on. Do it.
Give me that slice.
Oh, man. Well, anyway.
Chinese buffet. That's a habit we could break.
What?
Chinese buffet.
Ooh,
we don't want to break that.
Well, anyways. Okay, so smoking cessation programs are real big. Offered by employers, right?
Oh, yeah.
And there's a place now called 1-800-QUIT-NOW. It's a no-charge phone line to help point people into different help groups and different things that you can do to quit smoking. And you know what? What was I seeing the price of cigarettes the other day?
Oh, man, I don't even know. But
it's like $5?
Yeah, I think different states charge different taxes on them.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, they make them, but in Michigan, apparently, it's one of the highest taxes on them, is what I've heard.
Yeah, I'm sure you can get cheapies.
Probably.
You know, that's like smoking leaves. But but I think for
smoking
name
your
brand,
back lawn.
Well, you know, you look at the gas prices, and they always have the cigarettes underneath there.
Yeah,
I think I saw like $5 a pack.
Oh, wow.
I mean, there's more reason. I mean, we're talking about money as incentive.
Yeah.
Think about putting $5 in your pocket.
Every
I mean,
time.
What do people smoke a pack a day?
That's what I hear. A lot of people, you know, can you imagine smoking a pack a day? It's $5 a day, $35 a week. Adds up.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows it's worth it to drink a Starbucks a day.
Right.
$4.25.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if you get the foo-foo coffee.
The foo-foo. But now that we've given up creamer.
That's the $5 footlong?
No, that's different.
Where do you get a $5 footlong at? Oh!
Boy.
Not a cigarette.
Is culturally challenged. He hibernates when he goes home from work.
What are we doing?
All society.
What are we doing? Putting a plug in for Subway? Even advertise to them to advertise with us.
Talking about. Okay.
No, we charge you in the rears, Subway. Anyway, moving right along. So, and then the other one is money. You know, that's a big one, too. And all of this kind of is revolving around that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Weight loss is important for medical reasons. Also, you eat less, you spend less.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go out to eat. You don't spend the big bucks on eating out.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the cigarettes. We talked about that. Mm-hmm. It's expensive. It's also expensive because of the cost of wellness related to smoking. But here was this was cool. When it comes to debt and setting up a budget, I just redid our budget with the help of a financial planner.
Mm-hmm.
Ow. Okay, that's all I'm going to say.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Ouch. But it's good.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, I felt chivalrous. I said, save the women and children first.
I'll go down with the ship.
If you got to make cuts, start with me.
Hack and slash.
I'm the spender. That's the problem.
Yeah.
But anyways.
So we got to return to airsoft guns?
Maybe. I'll tell you in another week. Anyways, he said individuals and families should determine how much money they need to survive and then create a budget that provides the essentials first, he said.
Yeah.
I think that's wise.
Very wise.
I think that's wise. And we're going to be doing that this year. Mm-hmm. I think we feel good about it. And we're on a debt payoff plan. So I think it's good. Getting the signal from one of our engineers to move it along.
Exactly.
Did you guys hear about this woman who gave birth?
Just read it.
Yep. Record time. How long did it take, Dan?
5 minutes.
Five minutes.
Nothing to it.
What was your calculation about that?
Yeah.
You had a calculation about that. Something
about... Again?
Yeah. Something about time.
No, the oldest person in the world.
Oh, that was the oldest person.
Yeah, come on.
Never mind. Sorry.
Strike that.
So the woman's 8.5 months pregnant. She's traveling with her toddler daughter and a friend. And she goes into labor.
Oh, on a plane. That can't be fun.
Yeah. Where is she from? She is from...
Uganda.
Uganda. And she gives birth within 5 minutes.
That's pretty quick. Yeah. She was in labor for a while before.
And the baby's Canadian now.
Yeah.
Well,
over Canadian.
Ultimately, they get into flight. She's 8.5 months pregnant.
Yeah.
She starts going into contractions were kicking in. It was clear they weren't going to hit the ground first. So the people sitting in front of her said that she was on her knees in the aisle wailing.
So
going to make it.
No.
So they literally had a radiologist. Was on the
Can
plane.
Can you believe
and,
it?
And he timed the contractions and said, game on.
Yeah. It's happening. Yeah, it says they held up blankets.
Yeah. Can you imagine on a plane? Oh.
Well, and then the baby's born. The plane erupts into applause.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smiling baby girl.
It is exciting, but... Well, with all those strangers around when you have a new baby,
can you say vulnerable?
My wife, I know, would not have liked that at all.
No. The doctor said that the baby opened her eyes.
It was New Year's Day.
Very
right?
happy.
Yep, New Year's baby, right?
Hey,
there we go.
Hey, we don't need storks.
No, we don't
to bring the new year in. Well, I can tell you right now, as a paramedic, things can happen.
Oh, they happen fast.
Yeah.
And sometimes they don't come out so well. Yeah. No pun intended.
Put on your midwife hat.
Breech, shoulder stuck. So,
that's not
thank
fun.
God this woman had a healthy baby.
Yeah, that's for sure.
All ended well. All's well that ends well.
There you go.
Well, talking about the social aspect of environment, Joe, do you remember that breakfast nook we went to eat at?
Oh, my, do I ever.
That was when we started smoking and stopped smoking within an hour of breakfast.
I'm telling you, that breakfast, I think I smoked 2 packs.
Yeah, probably. I mean, it was bad.
Wow.
And we reeked afterwards.
Bowling alley.
And we were in the non-smoking section.
Yeah, yeah. We'd like the non-smoking section, but we look, there's a blue haze through the whole restaurant.
It was that bad.
We're going, it's got to be a bubble room. Maybe, you know, like those birthday rooms at McDonald's?
Yeah.
No. It's a half wall with a little placard. It says non-smoking.
I think all the smoke actually collected in the non-smoking area.
Oh, for sure. We were just like magnets. It's like the molecules.
Where'd you guys go for lunch? Holy cats.
Did you go to the bar?
No, I'm down to the breakfast nook.
Down to the breakfast nook. Got our smoke in or breakfast all for $2.99. So
moon's over Miami.
Why are people buying smokes?
Yeah,
they should
just go sit
in
there. That's a lot cheaper, I tell
you. It's a lot cheaper.
Don't pay $5
Recycling.
A pack.
Recycling.
Yes.
We
recyclesmoke.com.
We could track all the smokiest restaurants.
Icesmokingrescue.com.
You don't have money for smokes? Well, here's the restaurant to go to.
Yeah.
Keep your brand mission.
But wait a minute. What if everybody in the restaurant is doing the same thing, though? Nobody's smoking, but they're all there to get their secondhand smoke.
Then it's smokingcessation.com.
All right.
Well, anyway, this story talked about how in a city of Pueblo in the state of Colorado, there's been a sharp drop in the number of hospital admissions for heart attacks following the introduction of a law that made it illegal to smoke in public spaces and workplaces. And the drop was steady for 3 years, said the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention. So, I mean, if you've got substantial drops, you know, if you're talking about 0.01%, that could be anything, right?
Sure. This is substantial, though.
Yeah, this is pretty substantial. And I didn't understand it so much, but the CDC said secondhand smoke exposure rather than firsthand smoking has probably made the biggest impact on these figures. Mm-hmm. Because inhaling the smoke, what it does is it drops down the coagulation of the blood when you don't have those chemicals in your bloodstream. And some of that exhaled smoke is so contaminated with the same byproducts that you really are. It's like you're smoking without smoking.
It's actually worse. You know, obviously, studies have shown the secondhand smoke is actually worse than the firsthand smoke.
Yeah, but here's what I don't understand. I mean, if you're smoking the cigarette, mm-hmm. you get the first line. Okay, right. That's the good smoke. It's filtered, right? Yeah, then you exhale it into the room, and then you have to breathe.
Yeah.
So why are the first-line smokers more...
You follow what I'm saying? Yeah, and if you doubt that secondhand smoke is impactful, I had a relative that was taken in my car about 10 miles who had smoke but didn't smoke in my car. It took at least 2 days for me not to notice the smoke.
I know.
I grew up around smokers.
I know.
I enjoy an occasional cigar, but it was more than I could bear.
Yeah.
I had to leave the sunroof open in the middle of winter just to air it out. So you know it has... And that's just somebody that didn't smoke in the car.
Right. Yeah, I know. It's terrible. And the thing that we said, too, is the problem with secondhand smoke is it's not an option for the non-smoker.
Right.
It travels through the air, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's one thing if you opt to smoke. Mm-hmm. It's like someone saying, well, I think drinking coffee is bad for you. Yeah, but it's in my cup. I mean, unless you grab my cup and drink it, there's nothing you can do to absorb the coffee.
Right.
When it comes to smoke... If you're in the same room or beside someone or in the same car, there's not a lot you can do about it.
No.
You're going to inhale their secondhand smoke.
Correct. It's tough, though, because I despise the idea of government sticking their nose in every part of business and legislating against it.
I understand.
I obviously can't stand secondhand smoke. I don't want it.
Right.
But I also don't want the government intrusion either.
Sure. But is there a difference between telling them they can't smoke anymore outside or in their own car or in their own house?
Right.
Versus smoking in a public place where others can't say anything about it. I mean, I'm with you. I wouldn't want to see the government have more control either, right? But when it comes to things that you can't control for yourself, right?
It's tough because it's a slippery slope.
Well, it's market conditions. You don't want to go to the breakfast nook. You make it talk by your pocketbook. They won't get your business unless
exactly.
they... clean up the environment in which most people, because I got to believe statistics show that far more people don't smoke than do.
Well, not in that restaurant.
So what you're saying is totalitarianism works.
Clarify.
Money talks and BS walks. Anyways, I think you're right. And it's hard, you know. But here's another situation. You know, the Chinese firms that are getting in trouble from this melamine put into the formula, right?
Yeah.
What if government hadn't got involved?
You know, it's true because the problem there is the Chinese people actually, well, I shouldn't say people, but I should say the firms, the corporation, the corporation actually put the melamine in the formula on purpose to make it register higher in protein levels. So they did this dangerous drug on purpose.
Yep.
And so that's the difference. I mean, I don't know.
Did you hear why they did it?
Well, yeah. It was because they wanted to fake that there's more protein in there. That's basically what it was.
Yeah, the investigations showed that dairy producers diluted the milk supplies with water, right, to get more buck with less substance.
Right.
And then added the industrial melamine in order to artificially raise the protein levels.
Right.
It says the chairwoman of San Lu and three other companies' executives are on trial at a court in northern China for the contamination. Yeah. We're talking death penalty.
Yeah.
I mean,
but a chairwoman.
I know.
Certainly, it's most likely, a mother.
Yeah, I know. It's. I mean, I can't say that I agree with that.
Right.
But I do. But
the penalty should be harsh, though.
Yeah. But it's good that they're walking. They're stepping in and they're saying, this has got to stop.
Right.
And, you know, here's one of the reasons why. Another story right on the heels of that from the Associated Press, Newsday.com actually, said that babies that were getting adopted who were born in 2007, 2006, 2007, 2000, late 2007, 2008,
yeah.
mm-hmm. early 2008, the parents are adopting them, hoping that there aren't any pre-existing conditions with these children.
We're talking U.S. parents.
We're talking in this story, they were talking about U.S. parents. Buyers beware. I hate to use that term, but that's kind of how it sounds.
Yeah, right. That sounds nasty because you think of adoption. Adoption is a wonderful, terrific,
it is.
Incredible thing.
It is.
And to say buyer beware of adopting
a
child.
And I'm the one who said buyer beware. Yeah. But I mean, if you read the article, that's kind of what it's sounding like.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminds me of this news article that I had just heard where they were telling pet owners or prospective pet owners to be careful because there were certain puppy farms out there that were producing these expensive dogs and then selling them black market to U.S. Pet stores mm-hmm. and saying, hey, be careful, the breeds aren't all that good.
Yeah.
And they have genetic problems and they've got health problems and they're spending lots of money and then they get a sick dog. It reminds me of this. So that's my only taint on this news story. But what I found interesting about it was that it's stuff that I didn't think about. The side effects of this melamine.
Yeah, correct.
Kidney damage, liver damage,
right.
kidney stones.
That's the primary effect is the kidney damage. And when you talk about the kidney stones,
yes.
I think that's kind of what this article is getting to, is that they're finding that children that they have adopted all of a sudden have these major abdominal problems and kidney
yeah,
stones.
And they're suggesting that in young children it's extremely rare for that to occur.
It would be rare without
yeah.
with the melamine, it's right. what it does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and it says nobody really is going to know what the best thing is to do at this point,
mm-hmm.
which is the scary part.
Yeah.
Said Flanders, whose daughter is from China, the I don't even know how to pronounce that,
no.
Jiangxi province. Know. Paul's going to have to help me with that one. Where tainted formula was found and was not eating solid foods when she was adopted.
Hmm.
We're all in the dark together, she says.
Yeah.
You know, she had adopted her daughter just days after the China Health Ministry ordered a nationwide probe of milk powder linked to kidney stones in infants. Six babies likely died and nearly 300,000 suffered urinary problems from drinking melamine-tainted milk powder. Now, the other thing is the nitrogen-rich chemical used in the production of plastics was dumped into watered-down milk
yeah.
so that higher protein levels would register during the food quality tests.
That's awful.
I didn't see them talk much about the what we call the estrogen effects
right.
well, or the hormone mimickers that come from this melamine as well.
Right, because that's not the primary thing you're seeing from it, but that is a definite later stage thing that's going to happen from the melamine exposure. Obviously, you look at the studies on melamine, and you see that. But what's happening now is you've got children that are showing up with these major problems
mm-hmm.
in kidneys
mm-hmm.
and liver.
Yep.
And they're going to die from that soon if it's not treated, and yeah. they don't know how to treat it. And that's a scary thing. Like
right.
you said,
yeah.
they don't know how to treat it. What are we treating? They don't even know why they're treating what they're treating.
Because they
don't know for sure if it's melamine or not.
Right. They don't know how long it's going to last. They don't know if it will stop once they stop drinking it. Mm-hmm. And they don't know what the long-term effects are.
Could yeah. you imagine? I'm just sitting here thinking about the parents who, in an effort to do the best for their children,
mm-hmm.
and if they're not breastfeeding, they're providing mm-hmm. what they believe to be high-quality formula. And they are literally giving their kids poison.
Yes.
They have got to just be utterly devastated.
You know, and it wouldn't have stopped there.
Mm-mm.
If it could have gotten away, if they could have gotten away with this.
They would have kept doing it.
Yeah. It's already, they're finding it in Cadbury, in mm-hmm. chocolates, milk yep. chocolates.
Oh,
they
really?
Found it in some different mm-hmm. dry milk substances, creamers.
Yep.
I'm telling you, they would, if there was a cheaper way to do it without showing immediate side effects and getting caught with the hand in the cookie jar,
yeah.
China wouldn't have been the first one to try this.
No. Well, it's not necessarily China. It's the corporations that are trying
right.
to make money.
Mm-hmm.
It could be any country
but
that we get things from.
Yeah. I think the larger picture is in business, many times there are those that try to maximize profit over
yeah.
customer safety.
Yep.
And it just has borne itself out awfully.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad enough when dogs were dying and cats were dying.
Well, yeah.
And it was just escalating. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was an outcry
mm-hmm.
and to think that it has entered into the food population
of
humans.
And not to keep kicking this over and over again, but it begs the question, how many other chemicals are kind of like this? They just don't show up acutely?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
That
or at
we're
going to
find
levels.
Out about? Yeah.
Right.
I'm thinking that way about plastic bottles.
Oh, yeah.
all the plastic container stuff.
Absolutely. We've talked about the BPA before, yep. the bisphenol A, and the it's dangerous effects of that.
Yeah, it's all convenience and cheap. Yeah. It's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow. Well, hey, on a serious note, mm-hmm. I think a lot of parents wonder about seizure activity.
Yeah.
And we just had over the weekend, I think, right?
Yeah.
A tragic thing. Happens a lot. And we don't want to draw attention just because this person was a movie star. But it hit the news because of his
popularity.
And a sad story. John Travolta's son, Jet Travolta, apparently had health problems previously, but are not sure if this was connected to those other previous health problems, but was found in the bathroom unconscious on the floor and apparently may have had a seizure and hit his head.
Right. John tried to do CPR.
Yep.
Was unsuccessful.
Yeah, rescue efforts were made, it said, in the article I read, all the way until, you know, they were exhausted.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Jet Travolta didn't make it. So our thoughts and prayers are with the Travolta family, as well as with all families that are suffering at this time that never make it in the news, that have lost children and loved ones. But it brings up this question about seizures, and I've been asked about it. Yep. And you can have something as simple as a petty mal that's unnoticeable,
yep.
all the way through to a serious tonic-clonic grand mal seizure.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a seizure that happens because of a high temp and
febrile.
Febrile seizure doesn't mean that the child has epilepsy at all.
Nope.
And it can happen because of a number of reasons. You know, when we teach about seizure activity, there are literally so many reasons a person can have a seizure.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing we don't have seizures.
Yeah, well, I had one child, we had it was a camp. It was about 120 degrees out.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the warmest days we ever had.
Sure.
Literally, it was that hot.
Mm-hmm.
And he came in to the air-conditioned room, guzzled. I don't know if it was like 2 pints of milk. They guzzled, just freezing cold milk.
Oh.
Guzzled him, boom, had a seizure.
No
seizure kidding. Didn't last but maybe 5, maybe 10 seconds.
But
you look from, he went from major heat to major cold, guzzled the milk, and had a quick seizure.
Makes you wonder if he had a diver's reflex a little bit.
Yeah, it's similar.
Braided down or something like that because of the cold, you know, on the throat.
Yep.
But anyways, there's so many reasons you can have a seizure. I have always begged the question of, is what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know what I'm talking about that?
Yeah, because, you know, is it
no
the
idea.
Injury?
Dan, why don't you talk on this?
Tell you. Tell us your
knowledge. I know nothing about seizures. I always think of epilepsy. When I think of seizure, I think of epilepsy or a chronic disease, correct?
Yeah, I think most people do, and they're scary.
They're scary,
yeah,
but they're not necessarily serious.
No.
Most, almost 90%, maybe more, of seizures, you know, that's a bad statistic, that's my own, but most seizures are very not serious. Now, what Roy was talking about, he was saying what came first. Was it the seizure or was it the injury? Typically, when you have a seizure that is serious, like in the Travolta case, was it the injury that came first and then they had a seizure after the injury? Like people that have heart attacks, cardiovascular disease type things. When someone has a heart attack, sometimes you'll often see them go into a seizure. You'll hear people on the phone say, well, it looked like he fell and then all of a sudden he had a seizure.
Well, and they're thinking it's a seizure.
Right.
In reality, they're in cardiac arrest, and the cardiac arrest came and preceded the seizure activity because of a drop of oxygen, electrolyte imbalance. I mean, there's so many reasons a person can have a seizure. I don't think I've ever had somebody die from a seizure. I've had people who have had a seizure die.
Right. I've seen that on the ambulance.
You follow
ambulance.
What I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But they weren't dying from the seizure. And even, you know, the biggest reason for death because of seizure activity is usually isolated to one of two reasons. A, status epilepticus, where they just have repeat seizure activity with no postictal or recovery phase.
Right.
And they just don't have enough time to oxygenate and rest, and it's just too much on their body. That's very rare.
Yeah, it doesn't happen often.
No, and we've got some pretty good drugs to stop that activity.
Right.
Even on the ambulance before they get into the ER. But if you talk about a secondary reason and the most profound reason why people die because of a seizure, it's secondary traumatic injury because of the seizure activity. They're in the bathtub. They hit their head. They drowned. Mm-hmm. They're doing all kinds of activities like bicycling, yeah, or they're driving a car,
right,
and they have a seizure, mm-hmm, and then boom, they get a traumatic injury from that, and they died from the trauma, not so much because of the seizure itself.
Got it. Okay.
We see it a lot.
So I wouldn't have known that.
I think head injuries are one of the biggest ones that cause, mm-hmm, the seizures. I think that's where you see
and drowning.
And drowning. And, mm-hmm, and the thing that caused the seizure was the head injury. Or
right,
was the drowning. Or,
you know, it's interesting, yeah, though, from a layperson's perspective, mm-hmm, and my misconceptions about what to do in a crisis, mm-hmm, such as CPR, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Epileptic seizures that we're typically seeing, there are do's and don'ts, mm-hmm, in an emergency situation. Mm-hmm. Can we just touch on those briefly?
Oh, sure.
I mean, mm-hmm, I'm thinking of literally sticking a leather belt in their mouth so they don't bite their tongue off.
Which is a major no-no.
That's what I think of, though.
Yep, I know.
A lot of misconceptions.
Well, a lot of it is because of the old shows you saw.
Yeah, you absolutely. The old, shot of whiskey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's right. Bite on this belt, and I'm going to pull this bullet out.
That's right.
By the way, you want your beard trimmed and a haircut? You're sitting in the barber chair. I mean, it's some of that old-fashioned, you know,
Western
type of
style,
yeah, right, medicine right, man right, stuff that's exactly, kind of held over. Mm-hmm. We used to think that a person would choke on their tongue,
right,
or that their tongue would be swallowed or inhaled. And that's a misnomer. There's too many muscular connections to the tongue.
God built as well.
He yeah, did indeed. And even when people bite their tongue, they don't usually bite it off. Mm-hmm. They can, but they don't usually, because most of us have an overbite. So you can bite that tongue pretty hard and cause swelling and it'll have to heal.
Yeah.
But it's not usually to the point where you bite it off and choke on it. Or got swallow
okay,
the tongue.
Okay, okay.
The problem that we find with people putting things in people's mouths when they're seizing is, A, it can injure the rescuer. Mm-hmm. Don't ever put your hands or fingers in a seizing person or a prospective seizing person's mouth.
They might
mouth,
choke on that.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the problems I have with one method that's being taught by a certain curriculum, where you put your thumb into the mouth and pull the chin up and out to open the airway. I was taught from day one in medicine, never put anything in a person's mouth yeah, for very long.
Yeah.
Because if they clamp down, it's gone. That
yeah,
thumb is
yeah,
gone.
Yeah, exactly.
And now they could choke on the thumb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not that that's the biggest concern, but I mean, you know, you're going to lose your thumb.
I'm yeah, concerned about it.
But they break teeth off.
Sure.
We've seen mm-hmm, that from people right, putting wallets and pens mm-hmm, and pencils, and they bite through combs and brushes.
So what is the best thing to do if you're seeing a seizure occur?
Well, let's tag team, Jody. Yeah. The first thing you would do is lay the patient down and protect them from the fall if you see them going into a seizure. Or if the person says, hey, I think I'm going to have a seizure. Sometimes people get an aura or a sense that they're going to go into it.
Okay.
I count those epileptics very fortunate. Mm-hmm. If they get some type of olfactory sensation, some of them yep, smell perfume or smell fruit.
Yep.
Others will say, I saw a twinkling mm-hmm, over to the left or to the right, so they see an aura.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Again, it's where the origination of the seizure is going to happen that I think is going to stimulate these precursors to the seizure. So if they say, I'm going to have a seizure, what would you do?
I would say protect them.
Right.
That's the thing. You don't want to do anything to them except protect them.
Protect them.
If they're going to fall down on a hard cement floor, help lay them down.
Mm-hmm.
If
they're on the secondary injury.
Yeah. If they're on the floor and they're smashing their head against the floor, that's no good for them. So you need to put something in their head like a pillow. Or even if just how you have is your hands, put your hands under there.
Yep.
Anything to protect them. So really, you don't want to do anything to that person. Don't hold them down. Mm-hmm. Don't try to make them breathe, because they're not going to breathe until after the seizure anyhow.
Nope.
They're going to gasp and it's going to look scary. Mm-hmm. It's going to sound awful. But as soon as the seizure is done, usually they take that nice deep breath afterwards mm-hmm, and usually they're okay after that seizure.
This too shall pass?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and sometimes people will say, well, they were in a seizure for 3 to 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's pretty rare.
Yeah.
It's more like 15 to 30 seconds.
Right.
It feels like an eternity.
Oh, I got to believe it.
Yeah. I mean, when you see somebody that you love and they've never had a seizure before, or even if they do have seizures and you see them go into it and they tense up and grit down and bite their tongue and they bleed from the mouth because of that bitten tongue, they look horrible. They're frothing at the mouth.
Yeah.
They will not look normal. They may turn blue around the lips or the nose.
Are they breathing?
No, not usually. No. They can have some weird gasping, and again, it depends on the depth of the level of the seizure. Mm-hmm. Is it grand mal? Is it full-bodied? Okay. Is it a petite? Is it an isolated, where it's just one side of the body? We see that a lot of times in people that have had a previous brain surgery, brain injury, or it's just a, one of those weird focal seizures that only affects a certain side of the body. Those people can actually talk to you. I had one post stroke patient, and we got the call on a grand mal seizure. And when we got there, she was sitting up talking to us. And I said, well, that was wrong. She's not having a grand mal seizure. As I went in and did a history on her, sure enough, the affected side of her body was in a full contracted decorticate type of seizure.
Really?
And it would not break. So she was literally having status epilepticus on one side of her body, the affected side that had the stroke.
That is interesting.
Yeah. In fact, it was her left side. So in other words, the right side of her brain was probably affected in the stroke, right? But she could talk to us off the other side of her brain, and she was going, I am in such pain right now. I cannot straighten my, you know. She said, dude, give me something. I got to break the seizure.
Yeah.
It was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen.
Yeah.
So, you know, that old adage of, well, if they can talk to you, they're not having a seizure. I've even heard situations where people were classified as having ADD. Severe ADD. In other words, they had severe learning impediments. Yeah. They could not thrive. They could not stay focused. They were treated with all kinds of medications. And it turned out they were having petit mal seizures that were almost undetectable unless you did an EEG.
Yeah.
And when they did the EEG, what it would be equivalent to is a skipping CD. So it gets into a song, it's going, you know, you've had those CDs like that?
Yeah.
Well, try to keep your attention span when every time you're trying to complete a thought process, you hit a skip. And they put them on some Dilantin or some other type of seizure control medication, straight A student.
There you go.
That's insane.
Isn't that something? Yeah. So seizures are very, very complicated. Obviously, they're dealing with one of the most...
There's just no one kind.
No. There's not just one kind, there's common
types. But literally,
types.
That's... I consider myself relatively normal. That's what I thought of. It was epileptic.
Yeah. So protect the patient, stabilize them, and then go right into your airway breathing circulation and support. If it's their first seizure, you call 911 no matter what.
Right.
If it's normal for them, then check with their family and friends and see what they want to do.
Yep.
Might be that that's normal and they, you know, they'll follow up with their doctor, but... Interesting stuff, anyway.
Yeah.
Then to close this out, did you hear about the oldest woman? Now, Dan, you absolutely floored me.
Well, I think it's because I gave up creamer and it probably had melanin in it. I'm thinking more clearly.
That must be it.
You know, during the election, I'd heard of the oldest woman in the world had voted for Barack Obama. She was 115 years old, 220 days. Towards 116.
Wow.
That's insane. My grandma lived to be 102. I've got hope if I get rid of the coffee creamer. She died November 26th. So the next person in line for that is this 114-year-old U.S. woman. Just trying to see her name, but she's living in California now.
Gertrude Baines.
Gertrude Baines.
Yep.
Gorgeous woman.
Yeah.
Gorgeous lady. And what a lovely African-American woman. And doing well. Plugging right along.
Did you hear what she said?
Yeah, I love it.
She told CNN. She said, told CNN 2 years ago. So she was only, just a young lady at 112. She said that she has taken good care of herself the way God wanted her to.
Right.
That's perfect.
Isn't that awesome? That's just incredible.
But she had a daughter who died at 18 of typhoid fever. Had one child and lived alone the rest of her life.
She born in 1894.
So she's no living relatives. I can't imagine.
And she looks good.
She looks really good.
She looks like she's about ready to go shopping.
Yeah. Yeah, appeared cheerful and talkative when the interview occurred.
What a doll.
Talked about elections and all, you know, everything. I just sit in amazement and think of what they have seen in their lifetime.
Yeah, I know.
It blows me away.
Isn't that something?
I mean, in this era of, she was around when horse and buggy were
isn't
here.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing to me. And the changes, especially in the condition of the African-American population and what she's seen.
Well, she saw, you know, mean, you think
her parents were former slaves.
As I say, with the slavery issue, you think about that.
Yeah.
You think about
her grandparents.
Yeah, all the racism that she had to go through that time. She saw that. She was part of that. It's amazing to think of that. And to think of technology now. Most of us can't even think about living without technology.
Yeah.
But she probably... technology, well, yeah. Whatever, computers. She probably, I doubt she even uses a computer.
Yeah,
no, probably not.
She lived probably just not fine without it.
Now, the one that preceded her, though, right, who died this week in Portugal, age 115,
mm-hmm.
Her name was Maria de Jesus. I think we should give her credit.
Yeah.
She lived to be 115 years and 220 days old.
That is pretty amazing.
They're going to confirm some things about her first. Mm-hmm. To make sure that Gertrude really is the oldest.
They better hurry. Honest to goodness. I saw the process. It's going to be a long process. Long isn't an option here. You just never know.
I bet you live day by day. That reminds me of a song.
And I think she'll be okay with not getting the Guinness Book of World Records when she passes.
Cares.
I really don't think that has any impact in her life.
What is she going to do? Win $1 million?
Yeah. Exactly. A trip to the Bahamas?
Yeah. Maybe she wants to, though. How dare we say what she wants to do and what she doesn't want to do?
Well, hey, you know what?
These things are fleeting.
That's right. I just say live long.
Live happy.
That's
live
profound.
Well.
That's profound, live well, Jode.
Live long.
Ranks right up there with... I don't really believe in resolutions.
Well, you know, I just try to keep this show
grounded.
Well-rounded. That's right.
And okay.
Literally.
Literally. Just like me myself. Well-rounded.
Well, hey, this has been a fun holiday season. We're getting into the meat of things now that we're in January. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping to really, you know, this was our first shot over the bow of this show. Mm-hmm. We hope that our listeners are enjoying it. We hope we have listeners. Period.
Hello, Horton Hears a Who.
You know, that's my nightmare. Is that silence that we just heard is exactly deafening. What's on the other side of iTunes.
Yeah.
And we're just talking to us three.
Yeah.
It's probably just the FBI listening to
us. So please, okay, it used to be that we'd encourage you. Now we're begging you. Yeah, please.
Listen to us.
Email us.
Buy our bobbleheads.
Email us at irescueradio.com. Give us your feedback, your rotten tomatoes. I mean, even bad news would be good news at this point.
Just don't litigate against us.
Engineers, right. You know, Paul and Scott say we've got listenership.
Yeah.
So here's to you guys. You rock. You rock. Way to go.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. And more. You know it.
Times two.
It's easy to win our free t-shirt if you're the only one writing in.
And remember, resolutions don't work. Money does. Oh, no, that's
hard. Well, listen, here's to God's blessings in a new year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to a whole new year of iRescue Radio. Yeah. Let's have a good time. Let's save some lives, stop out some disease, and find the funny in fungus.
There you go.
So from the team here at iRescueRadio.com, I'm Roy.
I'm Dan Out of Order.
And I'm Jody.
And we'll be talking to you next week. Have a great day.
If you have anything you would like to contribute to iRescue Radio, you can contact us toll-free at 866-661-5701 or visit our website at irescueradio.com. The commentaries in this podcast may not reflect the views of iRescue Radio or any of its sponsors or subsidiaries. iRescue Radio will not be held liable for any damages resulting from the advice given in this podcast.